Hey, what's going on? What's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from Empire Pros on the road, still out here in Stockton, California. But I wanted to bring this up to you quickly. We're going to get into part 12 of 17 of this particular series, Real Estate Wholesaling, Smart Wholesaling versus Old School, part 12. Make sure you watch part 1 to 11. The best thing. These things build on each other, so make sure you watch part 1 all the way to 11 and then part 12, of course. And make sure, of course, you continue to go through this particular program. All right, so this quote today says the old school wholesaler is always looking for the deal, while the smart wholesaler focus is looking for people to serve and spots where they can add value. What do I mean by this? Let's get into that a little bit more, right? Like, wait, isn't that what we're looking for? Deals? Yeah, I understand you're looking for deals, but unfortunately, deals does not pay the bill, okay? What pays the bill are people, okay? People, money comes from people. And I always say specifically buyers, okay? People that are buying into you, especially, okay? People that are buying into you, not necessarily buying into real estate, because people have to kind of like know, like, and trust you. People have to feel comfortable enough with you to do business with you. Now, of course, the way real estate wholesaling works, right, is you find motivated sellers, not distressed properties. Okay, for those of you that are driving for dollars, basically what you're focused on is writing down addresses of distressed property. That's not where the deals are. You can eventually maybe use that to trace down to a motivated seller, but that's kind of like working backwards. Okay, so if you're paying attention, you know that you can get the list of distressed properties from anywhere, and all you can focus on is marketing enough, long enough to find motivated sellers, because that's the only place where money comes from. Because when those people buy into the idea of doing business with you, buy into the idea of being comfortable enough with you to allow you to put their house under contract for less money than the property is actually worth after repair, that's after you've made them feel comfortable. That's after getting them to know, like, and trust you. That's after understanding the game of marketing, understanding the game of brand building. And bottom line is that you've managed to make that person feel comfortable enough to buy into the idea of working with you. Now, if this was a buyer, which is again how real estate wholesaling works, is you need buyers, okay? Maybe not necessarily cash buyers according to the way the gurus have often taught this, but you need buyers, all right? So the buyers that you bring into the game basically have to, again, know, like, and trust you. Sometimes the deal is right, but sometimes the deal is not necessarily right. Sometimes these are just brand new people coming into the game, looking for ways to invest. And if you've mastered the skills the way I've taught you inside of the free book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, then you can generate buyers basically anytime you want online. However, for people to decide to work with you and not go with somebody else, because again, if what they're looking for is real estate, they can find that anywhere. But in this time and age, there's competition. There are other people that have basically other options and choices. But sometimes, not sometimes, 85% of the time, people emotionally decide that they want to do business with you. And then they use that, decide to stick with you, right? And then they justify with logic later, of course, right? But how do you get them to emotionally feel comfortable enough to do business with you, right? And these are the concerns of a smart wholesaler. These are the concerns that the smart wholesaler reverse engineer to create success for themselves. However, old school wholesalers are just looking for the deals. And then they wonder how come there are no deals? Because again, deals don't fall out of the sky. They come from people. Money comes from people. People that have decided to buy into the idea of working with you. All right. So that's what I wanted to share with you really quickly today. So I want you to pay attention to that again. Try to listen to this video 3 to 5 times to grasp the idea of what I just shared with you, because it will control the rest of the path of your journey in real estate wholesaling. Okay. So with that being said, if you want more details on how to attract all the people you want, which are the people that will bring all the deals to the table, chasing you around with deals, then you definitely want to go ahead and download the book for free. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secret. It's at myempirepro.com. If you have any questions, contributions about this concept, leave it in the comment box below. I would love to engage with you. If you know anybody that can benefit from this, click the share button and share with them. And please, if I said anything that made any sense to you in this video, give me a thumbs up. I really, really appreciate that. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next episode of Smart Wholesaling versus Old School. Bye now. Peace.